I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
What's up, everybody? Ben Ressa here for Stochastic, talking all things PGA. The Cognizant Classic, formerly known as the Honda Classic. We're going to talk about some value plays. And the way to do that, one of my favorite ways to do that, part of my process each and every week, is to bring up our lineup generator, which I did, spin the wheel, and see who are the value plays we should take notice of. Who are we getting of? Who are we getting a lot of? Who are we not getting enough of? And work off that. So if you're here, if you're new, if you haven't seen these tools in action, buckle up, sit back. Let's have some fun. Let's see what we can do. So first things first, we bring it up. And you have all different these type of options. For this, I actually want to go contrarian. I want to be different. I think that in Florida in particular, there's a game theory element with all the water and all the madness. But one of the things that I always like to get a good sense of is what's going to be the most common builds. And then how are the contrarian builds going to look on that? And I think choosing Rory as that guy is going to do that. These are going to be Rory McIlroy lineups, but with some contrarian golfers at the bottom. And we can just run through them. And this is the beauty of this tool. It shows you what's going on. Projected ownership, you just save them. If you don't like them, say, hey, I don't want this one. Doesn't really matter. And then we can obviously tweak, and we'll do that in just a second. But I'm just going to get a batch of 20 of these for us, and then let's bring it up. So let's get into this right now. Pretty simple. We've got obviously Rory, because that's the guy we built around here, and these are Rory-centric lineups. So first value up, Davis Thompson. We're getting a good amount of him. And I saw, I did a PGA strategy show where I went through our data and whatnot. Davis Thompson was coming up a lot. He's a guy that grades out really well. He's got good Bermuda splits. He's playing good golf, and we've seen him thrive in these type of situations when he gets hot, when he gets really hot in Florida. Watch out. Davis Thompson is a guy that he's definitely not going to be sneaky. He's just someone that if you're looking for a sub 7K option, I think that we do have to take notice of. So when I look at his game, again, he's trending upward. He's coming in with some momentum. And I don't see any reason that Honda or Cognizant and PGA National, rather, is really going to cause him problems. Made four or five cuts in 2024. Ball striking is on point. Davis Thompson as an attachment to Rory, going to be a common build, but a guy that I think we absolutely should take notice of. So first value play that I think we should highlight is, in fact, Davis Thompson. The next guy up that I'm going to talk about is on the screen. I'm going to tell you who it is in just a second. But of course, it goes without saying, if you're seeing this tool and you're saying, man, this is pretty interesting, I'd like to play around with this, come on in for the week. Use lineup generator. Again, it's one of our most easiest. That's not exactly the most descriptive description, but it's such a simplistic tool. What it's doing, it's really giving you control to craft lineups quickly and easily. I know a lot of people out there love the old lineup builder. This is the type of stuff that really can help. If you're not saying, you know, I'm not going to go to Sims just yet, come on in for lineup generator. And the beautiful thing about this is what I love. If you see this lineup and you're like, man, I like it. I don't want Gary Woodland. Sorry, Gary. Go right in and you can swap right there quickly and easily. And boom, the lineup will update. It's just that simple. And that is an awesome feature. I love that about this, because you can say, okay, I'm not just going to blindly do that. You can, but you have the ability to really control what you're doing. So the link is below. Come and test this out and see what you think. Give us feedback. You get Discord as well. You can walk through it and learn a lot. Next guy up is Ben Griffin, though. Ben Griffin is another, we go to Florida, watch out. And he's coming in with a little momentum. He's made three straight cuts. But we have seen this guy look pretty good. 2023 at Honda, he was 21st, but he gained in every single category, including strokes gained putting. When this guy goes from POA to Bermuda, the putter explodes. We have seen that. He's someone that really thrives down in Florida, obviously in the Southeast, it seems. He feels most comfortable. At the Players last year, 35th, gained strokes putting. It's just there. At Valspar, 45th. He lost 8 strokes on the approach, and he still made that cut because he gained 4.5 strokes putting. It's always hard to bank on the putter, but with Ben Griffin right now, I think you absolutely can do that. It's a guy that I've taken notice of, and I did bump him up a little bit in my own personal lineups because he was grading out really, really well. Ben Griffin as that second value play that I'm going to bring up here. And again, I've just talked about these tools, so I don't need to go right back into it. It's just the ability to really see kind of different types of builds. These are all built around Rory. So you can redo this with other guys. You can look at different, obviously stacks are not applicable with this, but for football and things like that, you get to see all these different insights.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Guy I want to go to, though, Grayson Sigg. Grayson Sigg at 6.1K. I'm gonna not hedge my bet with him, but the caveat is that I don't think you need to go that low. But if you do go to Rory, if you do spend up, you're going to want someone maybe in the 5K range or someone certainly in the low 6K range. And Grayson Sigg does seem like that guy. He's a little erratic. He's missed 2 of 4 cuts, but the 2 made cuts were top 20s at Mexico and at Amex. That is really, really positive. Honda, PGA National is going to be a test for him, and he has not had success here. He played in 2022 and 2023, and he missed the cut both times, but it was mostly the short game that ate him up. And lately, it hasn't been great with the short game, but he hasn't been bleeding strokes horrendously. He has lost in 3 straight around the green, but nothing more than 1.5 strokes. He's been positive off the tee in 2 of 3. He's been positive with the irons in 2 of 3. And I think it's pretty clear the most appealing thing is that price. And it's not, you know, he struggled at PGA National a little bit, but he's made 2 of 2 cuts at Valspar, which is very, very impressive and a tough track. And one of those was really putting centric, which is good. He's got some experience at the Players. Didn't play particularly well there. As well as API found the weekend, you know, smaller field, not that hard to do, but he has some experience playing Florida golf, and he's 6,100. That is really where the value comes in. So I got 3 6K guys that I highlighted, from Davis Thompson to Ben Griffin to Grayson Sigg, that I think all are worthy of consideration. There are plenty more. I'm not going to just start rattling off names, but, you know, Carson Young and Billy Ho is down. There's a lot of names, and I talked about all of them on this channel on the PGA Strategy Show. If you're looking for a deep dive breakdown, definitely go check that out, and definitely get in our Discord where we're going to be talking about lineup construction. We're going to be playing with lineup generator, the PGA Sims, and really seeing what we can craft out here. But just to give you a crash course on what you might see with some of these Rory lineups, I hope this was useful. Let me know in the comments, and if you have any questions at all, at JazzRazDFS on Twitter. Give me a follow. Love talking golf, and I love this tournament. Cognizant Classic, I can't wait to see it in action. For me, for you guys, for everyone here at Stochastic, have a great week ahead. Enjoy the tournament. Let's give it a run. I want to see those avatars at the top of the leaderboard. I'll be back next week for more Florida golf.